Opponents of the energy bill that bailed out two nuclear power plants say the latest plea deals in the corruption case sends a strong message that the bill should be repealed. Two men have pleaded guilty in a racketeering scheme, saying they aided the operation that saw millions of dollars flow from a utility believed to be First Energy into a dark money group used to pass HB6 and help Republican Larry Householder become Speaker. Democratic Representative David Leland has been calling for a repeal of the bill.
I think the dominoes falling in this criminal conspiracy are going to put more pressure on the Republican leadership to repeal House Bill 6.
First Energy fired CEO Chuck Jones after an internal investigation into the racketeering case, just hours after the plea deal. As for Householder, he was ousted as Speaker but remains on the ballot for re-election in his district. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.